Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the members of the church in Rome. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by the Son. Jesus said, "Hear, the first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy strength. The second is like it, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself." From the very beginning, the Christian tradition has associated the oneness of our God with the oneness of our community. We have considered ourselves as members of one another as we are neighbors to one another, that the love we show to our neighbor is part and parcel of the love we are commanded to show to God. And we have spent 2,000 years making a right hash of it. Where are my manners? Introductions. Hello, my name is Bill. I am an Episcopalian. I'm a member of Calvary Parish downtown. I'm also the lay chaplain in the Episcopal Lutheran Campus Ministry with Pastor David, who asked me to come and deliver tonight's reflection. The arrangement between the Episcopal Church and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America is one that would have shocked and scandalized any number of Christians even 100 years ago, much less at the time of the Reformation. See, for most of Christian history, we've been fine with, you know, what Paul is telling us here about, like, oh yes, different people have different ministries, but we all have to be under the same jurisdiction, okay? We all have to, that has to be, like, and it's just not so. But we kept insisting on it for a good 19 centuries or so. And then in the late 20th century, we said, okay, after 19 of these, I think we're clear that this isn't working quite as well as we would hope. So a number of churches began engaging in ecumenical dialogue without the intent of inevitably having some kind of church union. That had been done before. A number of Christian churches had dissolved, is perhaps the wrong word here, but had merged together into new communions over time. But in the 20th century, we began to try a slightly different approach. We said, how about we just agree to be family? How about we agree to recognize that some people have some spiritual needs and some spiritual gifts, and other people have other spiritual needs and other spiritual gifts, that we don't have to have the Presbyterians reading out of a Book of Common Prayer, and we don't have to have the Episcopalians subscribing to Luther's ideas about what exactly is going on in the Eucharist. What if we say that, yes, some of us need a little more high liturgy in our worship. We need a little more structure, a little more of that. And then other people need something less. They're more like our Quaker brothers and sisters who, you know, can get away with just quiet silence and contemplation. And once we started having these conversations, little by little, friendships between churches began to be developed. So far as I know, the Episcopal Church in the United States and the ELCA full communion agreement is the only bilateral agreement to arise out of trilateral negotiations, because we have a third party in that little arrangement. It's the Moravian Church in the United States, very small but very dedicated Protestant communion, which also has full communion with the ELCA and also has full communion with the Episcopal Church. And so we all have sort of arrangements together, but each of those agreements was settled up differently. And so we have these opportunities now that arise from this recognition that none of us can do it all. And we don't all have to be under the same roof to be part of the same body of Christ. That there is space available to be able to say that we are members of one body with different jurisdictions, with those jurisdictions relating to the gifts of grace that God has given unto us. I don't know exactly where the full communion agreement movement is going. I don't know what the final outcome is, but I live in hope that it will be a contributing factor, at the very least, to us being able to finally fulfill that prayer that Christ offers to the Father, that we, his disciples, may be one as he and the Father are one.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.